Welcome back. So today I'm going to check out Coral Head from Tampa Bay Brewing Company. Now, I have had this. I had this when I was down in Florida. I got a four-pack, so I brought one back to review, as I didn't get to review this down in Florida. India Pale Ale, 7% ABV. It seems like the funny thing is, a spring break for the kids, we usually go down to Florida. In the last 2 years, I don't know how many Tampa Bay beers I've had, but it seems like the last 2 years prior to this year, I didn't see any Tampa Bay beers, but we did go farther down. We were closer to Tampa Bay, so maybe they don't distribute very far, but I did get to try probably 6 or 7 of their stuff. So I did bring some back. I did a couple, 2 or 3 maybe, reviews down there that you'll see. So if you're not subscribed, hit that subscribe button and ring that bell. But then I brought some back. I think I brought two back to review. So let's go ahead and get this open. I don't know how much it was, a 4-pack. I think I got the little divider thing that has a price on it. If I had to say, I'm going to say $15.99 to $17.99. I think that first day when we went out to get beer, we bought $130 worth of beer or something like that. So no clue how much this was. So for this one, off-white colored head, a little yellow, translucent yellow coming up through there. Pretty much all small bubbles. I do have a couple medium where I stopped pouring. A little over a finger of head. Color on this one, a straw yellow, I would say. Somewhat hazy. You could say, I'm seeing it a little bit lighter, almost like a light neon yellow. But looking in the camera, it's a little darker. So, yeah, we'll go with straw yellow. A little haze. I would almost say medium haze. Like, I can see my finger in the light box, but medium haze. Let's go ahead and smell. More maltiness in this one. Maybe a little citrus rind, like grapefruit rind bitterness coming up. Maybe a touch of funkiness. And I believe that was what I got out of a lot of these Tampa Bay beers, like passion fruit dankness, funkiness in there. But I think it plays fine. It's kind of reminds me of a lighter West Coast IPA, in that it's, I almost want to say like a malty grapefruit rind, which would bring in that bitterness, funkiness, something like that, like less pine, maybe that than you would get in a West Coast style IPA at 7%. We're almost pushing that double, but for the most part, yeah, sure, smells good. Maybe a touch of floral. Let's go ahead and taste. Light drinking. That's the first thing I notice about this. Probably drinks like a 6.25 beer, not a 7, almost pushing that double, in my opinion. A little malty floral up front. It's not bad. Maybe a little sweetness, almost like it didn't attenuate all the way, like it was supposed to be a little bigger beer in there. That grapefruit rind bitterness is in the back, but I think that malty sweetness kind of covers it up, but it is still there. Even in the aftertaste, there's a little rind bitterness. Almost like I would say it's not 100% balanced. Like it's 50 IBUs or 55 instead of 70. Somewhere in that range, 50, 55 perceived. Yeah, I think that like little floral graininess kind of grows. And if you're not a floral fan, you might not like this as much. But I do get that rind bitterness, grapefruit rind bitterness in the back. It definitely doesn't taste like a West Coast IPA like it smells. And for me, looking at drinking this on a hot day, I probably drink one. Just because of that floral that I'm getting, I'm not saying everybody's going to get it, but definitely wouldn't drink a 4-pack of this, but I would go with a 3.75. Nothing bad, nothing, I guess, higher than good, at least for me in this one, because of the floral, but overall, not a bad beer. Let's go ahead and check Untappd. So, three of my friends have checked it in, 3.75. Almost 5,500 people have 3.81 out of 5. Citrus, juicy, stone fruit, papaya, strawberry is what's in the guidelines. Big citrus twist is what it also says. Ultra crisp, tropical bomb, balance, bitterness. Oh, I was going to see. So it's saying 75 IBUs. So I would say it's actually balanced. But again, perceived for me, 50, 55, somewhere in there. So yeah, that it's kind of weird. The unfolding layers of tropical fruit. But then in the actual words for the style guidelines, citrus, juicy, stone fruit, papaya, strawberry. Passion fruit, stone fruit, papaya with big citrus. So, I mean, most of your hops are going to have a citrus and a tropical fruit. That's just how it is. But as I said, I don't think this is really on the fruitier side. I think it's a lot more on the citrus side. Now that I'm seeing strawberry, the aftertaste, a touch in the aftertaste, I could say strawberry. I actually could now that I read that. But this one's going to be up to you. Nathan gave it a 3.25, a 4, and a 4. So, yeah, this one's going to be up to you. If you're into IPAs, pick one up, give it a try.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.